hello. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Braves. Hi, it's me, Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. What's going on?
Not much. How you doing today?
Oh, you know, just tootling along, just, you know, ready to do some below deck.
Yeah. God damn it. I'm getting a straight needle up my cornhole, which we'll get to. You guys, we did a live show last week, Soup's Fun, and you came, and that was really fun. So thank you for supporting that. We do a couple videos a week. If you like watching recaps, go watch them instead, okay? You can find them in our Crappens On Demand section, which is on our Patreon. Our Patreon is patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And we do a couple of videos a week. We do bonuses every week. The bonuses right now are Emily in Paris, which is a Netflix, one of the just most well-written shows ever to be put on Netflix. So go check that out. And that's pretty much it for right now. Now we're on to Below Deck.
Yeah, Below Deck. We are still somehow like three episodes in. We're still dealing with Charlie and his awful friends. I mentioned this on yesterday's podcast that when I was looking on Instagram, I was pretty sure that I saw him in the background of a stupid pool party, a totally reckless pool party here in LA over the weekend. And I got several confirmations because apparently I have many mutual friends with him, and several confirmations of people being like, yes, that's him. And also, can you believe he's only 38? I was like, wow. Across the board on all those points.
38? So, I don't know. I mean, or we need to cut his arms friends so we can look at his tree rings, because I don't know that I necessarily believe that. But
yeah, but we got a lot of people who are like, ew, that is him and he's awful. So, because he's also been making the rounds, I believe. I think he's been like going around being like, well, the producers told us to act awful, so that's why I acted awfully. That's what the producers told me to do. I'm like, I don't know. Like, it seems like a pretty authentic vibe he was getting off.
You're pretty authentically awful. And he's like, that's why they love having us back. They love having you back because you pay to go on, sir. Okay? It's not like you guys are lining up like on a chorus line with headshots in front of your face trying to get picked. Okay? You pay to go on the show. They need customers to spend thousands of dollars and also get filmed at the same time. It's like a tricky purchase.
Yeah. Like, I just have a hard time believing that the awfulness was a ruse. Like, he can't even wear a mask in real life at an awful LA pool party, so why do we think he can wear a mask dramatically on Below Deck?
Well, that's like an old Tamara move. You know, Tamara from Real Housewives of Orange County, who's like one of the most vile human beings in history. Every time she's called out, she's like, I'm playing a role on TV, bitch! I'm like, okay, Meryl Streep.
Yeah, exactly. Let me get your Obie Award ready.
So, yeah, he's been really funny about saying that he's just pretending. Like, every time someone posted an article of something or something of him saying all this stuff, and one of them was like, that guy is horrible. He's like, well, good. Then I did exactly what Bravo wanted me to, because you hate me, which means I did a great job, because that's just what they wanted. Scene and scene and scene.
You're not Diane Weiss in Bullets Over Broadway, okay? Who am I, some vain old Broadway legend? It's like, no, you are Charlie, the marketing guy in LA, who is like...
You're Charlie, the thirst queen from LA, paying to be on a show a zillion times, okay?
Yeah, exactly. You're paying for your fame. Yeah. I guess we do that all on some level. But so Charlie and his friend Shay are still fighting about James. And he's like, I can't believe you would do that. That was insane of you to do right there. Like, that was really embarrassing. Like, that's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to Charlie across three charters.
Yeah, I had to write down the phonetics of it because it was so funny. He's like, that was really embarrassing. And she's like, was it for you? Think about for me. Yeah, you're both an embarrassment, okay? That I can, that yes, we can all agree on here. So yeah. James is like, Eddie,
James, you're up late tonight, all right, buddy? And he's like, fuck me. Literally. Please, someone, fuck me. Anyone
at all. What a great holiday this is. So, and then they're putting it now. They're like, the guests have now gone to sleep. And Francesca and James are putting away decorations because they're both on late. This is a very cleaning heavy episode. I can't tell you how many times I wrote in my notes, cleaning, 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 cleaning. It was like a lot of cleaning. So it starts off here with cleaning, cleaning, cleaning. And then Francesca and James are, they're just like flirting a little bit. And she's like, how does it, you know, I want to know, how do you pop a balloon quietly? And he's like, well, you just put it under a pillow and, you know, pop it under a pillow, which I don't think is still quiet, but
it's like the mob. Aggressive. It's like how to kill somebody in the mob.
Yeah.
You know, put a pillow over it. It's like, don't allow it to have a wank for more than a day and it'll pop multiple times in its sleep. Trust me.
So he goes, oh, I can't believe I haven't asked you this, but are you interested in anyone on deck? Are you looking to hook up with anyone? It's like, and then she's like, which is like a weird question to ask, like, a female coworker and someone who also outranks you. And she's like, but then she's like, well, I'm open to it. I'm not really thinking about it at the moment. I'm like, they're talking about this as if, like, she's on Zillow and like the website was like, are you interested in buying a house? I'm thinking about it. All right, well, here's some options for you.
He's like, well, you've had no option but to think of work recently. I get it. She's like, okay, I'm going to bed then. He's like, you're going to give that balloon a wank or am I? This guy is so fucking horny. And later we find out he's a traffic cone guy. Which
don't touch those cones.
Like, of course, he's a fucking traffic cone guy, just like leering at people for the traffic cone, you know?
Yeah.
He's a leerer. He gets creepier and creepier in this episode.
He really does. And then, yeah, he's like, Francesca's looking fit. She's attractive, shaggable. And then we see him get into bed, and he's also a dramatic get into bedder because he gets into his bed and he goes, "Whoa!"
he's always staring at himself, like he's in the mirror, like, you know, doing his muscles, like pumping his muscles up and staring at himself. And this time, he gets into bed and he moans like that, and he stares right at the little camera in his room. He's like, "Ugh." Yeah. Gross. You're even creepy to the actual camera, you know? Like, he's even creeping out the audience.
He'll be on OnlyFans, I think. I'm going to say 4 months after the show wraps, or the season wraps, I think that he will be on OnlyFans.
And he's going to have to use traffic cones. I mean, that's the problem with bringing traffic cones into your plot line. You know, people are going to... That's like becomes your brand. You're going to have to bring that into your OnlyFans. So, good luck with the rest of your life.
Yeah. It's very Love Island, actually. A lot of the guys on Love Island UK have, like, very kind of, like everyday jobs. Like, there's one guy who was, like, he sold pencils. And, like, one guy, like, sells sandwiches. And James, like, puts down traffic cones. Like, it's very Love Island UK.
Yeah. So Francesca's, like, hugs. She's, like, giving girls hugs in the morning. And basically everyone's talking about last night. And then Eddie bangs his knee on something, which is always funny. And then Rachel's making French toast because she learned her lesson from yesterday, giving people all those options.
Especially awful people options.
Yeah, she's like, here's some French toast, fuckers, okay?
Plus, it's great revenge because she knows it'll make them feel guilty afterwards. Like, oh my God, I just ate so many carbs. What was I thinking?
I know someone's going to have to eat some kind of gluten. Someone's going to have to eat something that's not vegan. She's just like...
Yeah.
Totally shitting on all their diets now. Of course, that in reality, that was probably 20 different kinds of French toast that she had to make for them, but still.
Probably. So then there's some bad weather that's rolling in, and we see Captain Lee go, son of a bitch, I knew this was going to happen. Ah! So they have to, like, he's, like, really angry at weather today. It's like he saw the weather report and was like, it says it's going to rain tomorrow. I don't know. I mean, it looks like that's probably going to happen. And son of a bitch, the weather report was right. Son of a bitch.
And then we find out today that Izzy is like a real rebel, like with a really, snappy tongue, because she's standing in the kitchen and she's holding like two grapefruits over her boobs. And she's like, look, me melons. It's like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot that about you. You're wacky.
Gosh, you know, I'm glad that there was someone who finally realized that if you put some melons up against your chest, you can make a boob joke.
So then Eddie calls James. He gets James out of bed, out from in front of the bed camera, because he needs his help on dock. And Francesca's taking orders downstairs. And then Captain's like, all right. Interior, I need radio silence till we get to dock. Nobody talk on the radio. All right?
Yeah. And then we see in the kitchen, and Francesca's like, what did he say? And Rachel's like, I mean, I don't know. It's too loud. I don't know. So you already know this is a disaster. But it's a really fun play on the typical disaster, because normally it's that, like, someone is calling for someone and they don't answer. But now the difference is that now he needs no one to be answering and then everyone's talking. So Captain Lee's trying to, like, put the boat into the dock. And he's like, this is a recipe for disaster. Tank quarters, lots of wind. What could possibly go wrong?
Rachel, Francesca, stay off the goddamn radio. God damn it, I can't see shit. God damn
it. Well, the wind's starting to pick up. God damn it, the wind's. All right. So, well, this particular harbor we're in, the pecker effect goes into overdrive. If you fuck up just the least little bit, you're going to spend a lot of money. Thankfully, I have the silence of the radio to calm me down.
God damn it.
Stay off the goddamn radio. If I hear one more goddamn interior person on the goddamn radio, I'm going to exterior your interiors. Got it?
Rachel, Francesca, just a message. Please be quiet on the radio.
Francesca, Rachel, copy that. We'll be quiet on the radio.
God damn it. I couldn't drive a straight pin up my ass with a 10-pound sledgehammer right now. Oh, everything's right. Good. Nailed it.
Right. Rachel, Francesca, just want to check that your radio is off at the moment. Just checking to see if my batteries are alive, because I would not want this radio going off during this moment. All right.
Radio, James, radio. Got my penis in you. Yeah. Feels good, radio. Yeah.
Melons, Izzy. I've got to find you. Gonna do some more jokes up on the deck. Melons, Izzy.
James. You're a good person, James. Thanks, James. Love you, James. Love you, James.
Eddie, sunshine. You're stupid.
So we've docked in the Jolly Harbor. French toast has been made. And Charlie's like, what did you guys have for breakfast? I'll have some French toast. Did you have this French toast? Oh my God, Carlos, try this French toast. This might be one of her specialties. We're going to call this one thing that went right on this yacht, French toast. Taste it.
Love the presentation. I'm like, okay, Gail Simmons, relax. And then Carlos goes, can I have a little bump of it? I'm like, a bump of French toast?
He's like, is that gluten-free?
So then, meanwhile, like Eddie and Shane are talking, and Eddie's like, well, sunshine, probably not going to get a huge tip, huh? And Shane is like, well, of course, at the end of the day, money's just money. And Eddie's like, yeah, it pays for everything you need in life. Sunshine, you're stupid, sunshine.
Yeah. I love Eddie. Yeah. Eddie is, you know, someone reminded us that back when Eddie was on the show that we used to call him Alex P. Keaton, because he does have that look about him.
Yes.
And he was just always, you know, like perfect, you know, I'm by the book. But now he's trying to be like cool guy. And I wonder if that's why I just don't get those Alex P. Keaton vibes anymore. He's like, I'm a bra now. All right.
He's just like so condescending. Like, whenever I see Eddie at first, I'm like, oh, Eddie, he's so nice and reliable. And then I'm like, oh, he is so condescending. And like, Shane is an idiot and Shane is ridiculous. But like, I'm finding myself on Shane's side just because I find Eddie to be really condescending. And like, I've worked for people like that, or I've worked with people like that. And it's just like the worst, because they're like, he's just condescending enough that like, you can't be like, what a huge fucking ass. He's like, not like a yeller necessarily. He's not like the boss from hell, but he's just condescending enough that it gets under your skin and you're like, I want to say something, but I don't want to make a big deal about it. And then if you do say something, then he just acts more condescending, like, okay, you know?
Yeah, really, I guess something. You better talk to HR, Snowflake.
Yeah, it's like that thing. I'm like, I don't like that.
So they're all leaving now. It's goodbye time. So everybody's lining up to say goodbye and get Charlie hugs. Captain, thank you so much for keeping us safe. Captain, I guess what I should say is until next time, right? Because I'm just always back.
I think it's obvious to all of us that what didn't work on this charter, and we felt that, to be honest, we felt the growing pains, and that being said, you all had an incredible attitude, and James, you are a real stunned out. I'm like, you are not the host of a reality competition, okay? This is not American Idol, okay? Say thank you. It was we had a wonderful time. Our tip will reflect our feelings. Move on. Like, we do not need you to hold two photos of America's Next Top Stew in your hands.
James, thank you so much for letting us actually play cornhole on your cornhole. Okay, you get the most tip. Okay, here's the tip, everybody. Bye, au revoir.
It's just so awful. Just so, so awful. Of course, James, you're the real standout. James did nothing except have a good body.
Yeah, it was like a very polite way to end a nice trip full of sexual harassment.
Well, so, that's what the awful people do, by the way. They're awful, 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 awful. And then they do like one token nice gesture at the end. So that way people leave saying like, oh, you know, he actually was pretty cool. But no, he was awful all along. And now he's just trying to like buy back brownie points.
Yeah, you still suck, Charlie.
Yeah.
Francesca Lee, get in the wheelhouse. So she comes up and he's like, I just wanted to check with you on a personal situation. Well, it turns out that if a balloon wants to fuck and you put a towel over its head, it does pop itself. I have learned that, actually. Nah, not about that. Izzy, that idiot putting oranges on her boobs and calling them melons, wants to know if she can move to the exterior.
Francesca is so, like, such a politician. She goes, well, if she wants to thrive in a different department, absolutely. Of course, that'll be the first department she'll thrive in. But we love giving her opportunities, don't we?
And Izzy's like, I'll be glad to get rid of him. He's like, all right, I'll crew everybody in the crew mess in 5. Ow, that fucking hurt.
He bumps into a wall.
He just walks into the wall. He's like, starts like getting ready to turn into a door, but he starts too early and he's like, ow, god damn it. It's like a cloud coming in the morning. You see it coming and yet there's no way to stop it.
Cornhole clenched.
So, actually, the boat, I think, is attacking people. I mean, just in one episode, we've seen Eddie Tripp and her Disney, the captain, run into the wall, a guy fall down the stairs. I think it's like one of those just haunted things. We'll move out a wall just a little bit so you hit it, you know?
A haunted yacht.
Yeah, a haunted yacht.
I love that. Like, finally... a demon has some taste. Like what's up with these like old shitty houses? Like, don't demons want like a flip? Don't they want like an open layout? Like, why not take a yacht?
It's right? A dead Bravo recapper.
So, okay, tip meeting. He's like, well, you know, some guests are difficult as others, more difficult than others. You know, as a charter guest, he's as tough as they come, and as a human being, he's just a pile of shit. But he did leave us 25, all right? So
He did try to buy back our good graces, and honestly, why not? $2,200 per person, go have at it.
And it's Izzy's first American dollar, and Eddie's like,
yeah, and it's a Benjamin, right, Dan?
He's back to Alex B. Keaton in public. So Francesca's then Captain Lee says that he's going to be a go to the deck team, and so Francesca again is like, well, I'm devastated that you're leaving the team, but I'm super happy that you're going to be thriving in an area you need to be in. So there you go. No backsies, by the way. No backsies.
And Izzy's like, I don't think you are, but I think you're saying that because there are other people around. But whatever.
So he's like, all right, well, I'm going to allow you to go out this evening. But remember, you represent this boat.
Your personalities must show that you are a boat worth carrying someone like Charlie.
Never mind. Just go fuck a bunch of hookers and do some coke. Just get on back here by morning, kids.
Yeah. So Francesca asks Izzy to do something like before she like switches over to the deck team. Like she has like one final task, which is to organize a pantry. And then Eddie wants Izzy at 4:30. They basically are having like a custody battle over Izzy. You know, it's like the really terrible version of Kramer versus Kramer. It's like,
yeah, it's like nobody ever paid attention to the kid until it was time to fight over them in the divorce.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Neither parent ever showed up to one of their goddamn soccer games, but now that it's a point of contention, they suddenly care.
Yeah, Izzy suddenly like cared about. Then we see Shane rapping outside. He's like, 2 Chain Shane got a lot of game with my boy Eddie. We get in trouble. We cause a lot of medley. And then Eddie goes, probably you should stop doing that. which I agree with Eddie. I was embarrassed for Shane, but because Eddie said it in such a condescending way, I was like, you let him have his artistic expression, okay? Let him rhyme Eddie with medley, even though it makes no sense and doesn't really even rhyme. You let him do that.
Yeah, and his artistic expression of trying to, like, kind of drag perform Kali, you know? He's like, I'm going to be, you know, they don't like me, then I'm going to just be another character from Below Deck. How about that? You're doing great, Shane!
You're doing great, Shane. Here, I got you a paper straw. Oops, I got it wet. I'll get you another one.
I brought you a paper straw, but unfortunately, the boat I'm on just ran into a turtle and killed it. Sorry, honey.
Hey, honey, I brought you some your favorite shirt, but I can't give it to you because it turns out I'm on a Greenpeace raft and they're going the other direction. Bye.
Hope you get some time off so you can come visit me on this coral reef, which I'm currently bleaching, making it clean. It's like, Mom.
Mom, wait. You were doing so well there. You brought me a paper straw, and you were working with Greenpeace. Why did you do that part?
So poor, dumb Izzy. Important. I shouldn't say dumb. Poor, slow Izzy. Trying to clean these counters, so or these cupboards. So Francesca's like, all right, so you're going to clean the cupboards, all right? What I want to see in there is everything organized, all right, you're walking away. Don't walk away. The cupboards are over here. Like, Jesus. Going to pull her hair just out.
Send her out to the deck. You know, that's where she belongs. And that's good, too. We need someone as wildly and as wildly incompetent as Izzy to go out and, like, be in charge of, you know, keeping the boat afloat. So now it's 20 hours before the next charter, and Eddie keeps calling Shane's sunshine, you know, because Shane is has an optimistic outlook and I guess has blonde hair, so why not be a dick and call him sunshine?
Like,
why
not make fun of having Captain Lee thing to say, right? Like, hey, sunshine. It's like an old-timey thing to say.
Yeah, but when Captain Lee does it, there's warmth. There's like the warmth of like, oh, I remember when I was like, you know, sunshine. But when Eddie does it, it's like, you're stupid, sunshine.
Eddie, names.
I'm just going to project all, like, a variety of my own personal issues onto Eddie, and everyone just has to deal with it, okay?
It's all your high school issues onto Eddie.
It's not even, I mean, he reminds me, honestly, of, like, I think my first job, I had a supervisor named Noah, and at first I thought Noah was really cool, and then I started to really feel like he was really condescending, and Eddie reminds me so much of Noah that I have a really hard time with it. So I have to project all my Noah issues onto Eddie, and it's just the way it's going to be all season long, everyone. I'm sorry.
So Izzy's moving, like, Izzy moves, like, really, really slowly, and so Francesca's getting mad. She's like, I feel Izzy is trying to override me. She wants to get on deck, but I've asked her to do something. It is on. The cupboard war is on. And Elizabeth, who is still on the show, believe it or not, is like,
they really have this negativity, and I really hate the negativity. Like, I've been there when a chief stew turns sour, and it sucks.
She's acting as if, like, she had a chief stew that, like, ate food after midnight and was exposed to light or something. Like, you don't want to see a chief stew when she turns into a gremlin, okay? Have you ever seen a Corvette being run by a sour chief stew? Okay, it's dangerous.
She's turning.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Rachel's talking to Izzy in the kitchen, and she's like, yeah, I'm actually wondering what my boyfriend is doing right now. Like, he's been stuck in my face in this space, and like, what's he up to? And Izzy's like, oh, you have a boyfriend? Well, that's cute. I did not... I recognize your surprise there. It's not very nice. She's like, wow, you have a boyfriend? Good for you. Wow.
Oh, you thought I was single, huh? You're surprised that I was single, right? That you're surprised that anyone would care about me. No, yeah, that you're single, but also that I'm in a stable relationship. Yeah. Yeah, but also, yeah, that I don't talk about my boyfriend a lot. I understand. But the other thing, I'm sort of surprised, because I just sort of thought that the team you played for was professional, because I have natural athletic abilities. Yeah, no, it's only intramural, and it's on weekends, yeah.
What, you thought I like short guys? You're right, I do, because I was in Monaco, and I was in this Indian restaurant, and this little guy comes walking up and sits across from me, and then he was eating, and I was eating, and then he was chatting, and I was chatting, and before we knew it, we hung out, and we have ever since. I've called him Shorty. Every time I've told this story, I've made him shorter and shorter. So, hope he loves watching this on TV.
He's basically a Super Mario sticker that I just... put on a binder and bring with me places and say, that's my boyfriend.
And he's like, I just mean to have a boyfriend in this industry is just, it's like such a rarity. And she's like, oh, you don't have a boyfriend? And of course it's Dizzy. So she's like, oh yeah, I do. My vibrator's my best boyfriend. Yeah.
She's like, my vibrator's my best friend. It's given me more orgasms than any other person ever has. And I'll probably just keep it that way. Well, by the way, as long as we're talking about surprising revelations about Rachel, something that we have not discussed is the fact that Rachel was on America's Next Top Model several years ago. I don't know. I don't remember how closely you watched ANTM, but I think she was on like season 5 or 6. I had totally forgotten until I read an article. But yeah. So fun wow. facts.
There you go. Yep.
There you go.
So Izzy's like, yeah, I'm just going to keep it that way. Vibrators for life. And she tells her, it's so hard to have a healthy, functional relationship. Is it? Love my little guy, little tiny man. He could fit in this stock pot right here. Gotta love that guy. So then we go outside.
You know, Izzy's from New Zealand, right? You know?
No, that was Rachel.
Maybe oh, that was Rachel. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was so confused. So,
I'm just doing my own Muppet show over here, okay? Just don't mind me. I was like, I'm having a
we're
weird
just projecting
day.
Our own stuff on. We're just, you're projecting something onto Izzy. I'm projecting something onto Eddie. No, oh, I thought you were doing Izzy's voice. I was like, I don't want to say anything, but I feel like there are probably people listening at home saying, does Ronnie know that she's from New Zealand? So I had to kind of voice it for those people who are getting that like low-level anxiety.
Oh, yeah, I was being Rachel. So okay. Eddie's like,
deck team assemble. Izzy, want to join us? Izzy, you're going to need to move a little faster. Dad, Izzy's moving. All right, here she is.
Dad, is his movie star. So yeah, it's a deck meeting, and he's like, okay, so does anyone know why we crossed the lines? And Shane's like, does it have to do something with the what's it called with the gift?
You're doing great, Shane. Just use your words, Shane. Wrap it out. Use your wrapping.
All right, you want to know what this is? It's a line. Anybody know what the line is called? Anybody? Anybody? All right, Izzy, you got that one. You said it very slowly, but it is a spring line, a forward spring line. All right, anybody know what this does? Anybody know what that does? Anybody know what that does? I've just proved it. Shane is still stupid, sunshine.
Yeah, he's like, Shane, could you wrap on the cleat? And Eddie's, so then Shane like ties this rope around this knobby thing. And Eddie goes, oh, what is that? You just locked it off in a really hideous fashion. And then James goes, it's disgusted even. And like, apparently he was supposed to like loosely put the rope on the thing, but he's just being so obnoxious. You're trying to teach someone and you're being so obnoxious about it. Like, that's not how you're going to get a good performance, Noah. I mean, Eddie.
Well, that's a wrap. That's a hold. And that's a lock off. And that's a douchebag. All right, sunshine. He's like, I love teaching people because I'm going to teach you the right way. My way.
So then we go back to Liz, who's just, I think, in the laundry room, or she's somewhere. And she goes, we have the essential oils. I need the essential oils.
So everybody's done working, and now it's time for a crew meeting because all the crew has to meet up because they're going to greet the guests. Oh,
well,
no.
It's the preference sheet meeting.
Preference sheet meeting. I was like, what meeting am I in?
Way go, sunshine. So it's the preference sheet meeting, and this next group is a bunch of 20-somethings, rich 20-somethings. And Eddie's like, oh, wow, 20-somethings. Like, there's probably a lot of drinking. I mean, I was a wild child when I was 22, but now that I'm 35, if I drink, I can't get out of bed for a week, all right? Because I'm older now, and I'm, like, smarter, sunshine. Future
all right,
sunshines.
Guys, get ready. It's Millennial City. And he's like, okay, boomer. I love you, Dad.
Ah, I love you, son. Like, all right, well, they're excited to be chartering for the first time. Dax is a surfer, and Max is a star quarterback of University of Las Vegas. They're bringing their girlfriends and a couple other silly little buttheads, and they're not showing up till afternoon, so we don't got to worry about lunch. Everybody got it?
And they want sushi served on a nude female model the first night, so that should be fine. Okay, ready? All right.
So, now it's time to go out and party. Everyone's getting dressed. Everyone's getting excited. It's the first night out on for Below Deck, so you know it's going to be a party time. And James is like, you know, I'm a manager back at home. I'm a manager of traffic cones. And I work from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Even the pissing down rain. I had no social life all last year except for Joanne, who is, of course, the traffic cone I like the most. Also a pine cone. She started as a pine cone, turned it into a traffic cone. Anyway, I could not be more excited to go out and meet some pine cones of my own.
Joanne's kind of a loose girl, but she's a girl. So that's the most important thing. God, I miss her.
better than Miranda. Miranda, well, I mean, what I liked about Miranda is that she could really rebound. You could just walk all over her and she'd always come spring back. Of course, she was made of plastic and was a cone.
Whenever she'd get mad at me, I'd just tell her a funny little joke to get her back into my bed. I'd say, "Aren't you glad you met me?" And we'd laugh and laugh.
But of course, he's from the sexually harassiest job of all time. Construction worker.
Yes.
So they're all ready and they all go into the van, load into the vans and stuff. And Shane drives with the girls and he's like, "So, do you know when we get the new stew and do we hate them?"
I didn't hear him say it. Shane said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's, yeah. Yeah. So they're in the taxi and we're just hearing snippets of conversations and we just hear James ask Shane, "When was the last time you bleached your asshole, Shane?" And he goes, never.
He's talking about your asshole, not the Great Barrier Reef. I was doing the reef. You're doing the asshole, Shane. It's okay.
God, I did not even hear that. That's crazy.
So we both hear different things from these scenes. I know,
but it goes by so fast, and half this show is done in just off-the-cuff little things, you know? Off-the-cuff little lines. Like, "Hey, when was the last time you shaved your asshole? Okay, anyway, what do you guys want to order?" Espresso martinis. So they all order espresso martinis as their sweet, sweet revenge on Charlie. And they talk about how much they love sushi and stuff. And so I was writing a lot of stuff down, and then I wrote, "Why am I writing this? They have to do something."
Nothing's happening. Yeah. Well, James is like, "Well, I'm excited to party," and he's like chugging his martini and everything, and he's getting drunker. I'm like, "Here we go." And then James is talking to Liz and Elizabeth, and he's like, "Do you believe in star signs?" And she's like, 100%. And he's like, "Well, I laugh at people who are into that. It doesn't make sense, you stupid, stupid girl." And she's like, and then says something about him being a Gemini, and that's a red flag, etc. So you're like, ooh. It's ramping up. He's getting drunk. We're ramping up for our first big crazy night out on Below Deck. It's going to be wild. It's going to be mad. I mean, it's only 9:43 p.m. They're just getting started.
"Want to go home? I want to go home. Do you want to go home? I want to go home."
They all just want to go home. And James is like, "What the hell? I mean, come on. It's holiday. All we have to do is wash a boat, for Christ's sake. Come on."
Like, it's not a holiday. He's like, "No, but I'm on holiday." They're like, "No, you're here to work." "No, it's a holiday." It's like, James, what sort of holiday did you go on that requires you to be doing manual labor for like 72 hours straight for to get one night off?
Yeah, well, you ain't on a freeway. I guess, you know, you just have to.
That's true.
To structure your expectations.
Splashed by passing cars, so that'll help.
So they're all going to bed and he's all upset. He's like, "This crew is just too serious for me." And then he's dancing in his cabin in his undie and like playing with his balls. Not really sure what that was about, but
I appreciated it. They do bore me to death, actually. So then it's the next morning, cleaning, cleaning, cleaning. And Shane is brushing his teeth. And like the whole deck crew is like out on the deck. It's 8 o'clock when they're supposed to be out on deck. And Eddie's like, "Where is sunshine? I mean, I guess he doesn't understand that on deck means on deck at work.
And he comes down and you just hear,
and James is, or not James, Shane is brushing his teeth with an electric toothbrush and staring at a map. Just like,
Like, is that, by the way, the, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to just ask if that's the most environmentally friendly thing to use an electrical toothbrush, but go on.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how those break down into the earth. We'll have to do some research on that. So he's like, it's 8:04, buddy. He's like, well, tomorrow maybe I'll be faster. He's like, ah, I'm going to get him. So then Francesca is, everybody's just working now, okay? I don't need to tell you every single little damn thing they're doing, people, okay? Francesca tears off a paper towel. Whoa!
But we do have something big that happens, which is that in the middle of all this cleaning, a blonde lady starts walking towards the boat. And guess what? She's fit. She's proper fit. It's Aisling. Everyone meet Aisling, the new stew.
Yes, a little lady named Aisling. And Rachel.
She's not a full Ash. She's an Aisling. Just a little baby Ash.
So Francesca and Rachel are looking for the naked sushi lady. And Rachel's like, that's like looking at porn. That gives a whole new meaning to bento box. So Aisling comes on the boat, and Shane is, of course, right in that right away. He's like, well, hello, greetings. I'm on holiday. And she's like, hello, I'm Aisling. Nice to meet you.
My bear got lost in transit. So, James is like, so we might be sharing a room tonight. Are you single? She goes, no, just kidding. And then she's like, I don't work like that. Sorry, mate.
And so she meets everybody and sorry, but she doesn't get to share with him. She's going to share with Francesca instead. So now it's going to be two criers in one.
Yeah. Punk. Two Australian criers.
Yeah. This is going to be the criest season ever.
It'll be like, that's my impersonation of two Australians crying, because I imagine there's a didgeridoo playing.
Yeah, a very sad symphony of didgeridoo.
Oh, Sheila.
So she's like, the reason I got into yachting, to get the hell out of Australia. I did 12 months on a 48 meter and I killed it. She has this like really cute little giggle.
Yeah, she's really adorable. And she's like, my last chief stew was an asshole, but Francesca seems awesome. Hopefully we'll get on like a house on fire. Which I feel like I don't ever understand. I always feel like that's a weird metaphor to use, especially on a yacht. I don't think we want to be like thinking about houses on fire on a yacht where you live in and it's on water and you don't want it to be on fire.
Yeah, there needs to be like a better saying, but I'm not really good at coming up with sayings, even though I'm from Texas, but
white on rice.
It
white
needs
on
to rice be better. Like, yeah, like we need to be friends. We're going to get along like something that floats without holes in the bottom of it. Like something safe.
Something that floats very safely. You know what? We're going to be friends like tar on a boat, hull.
So Izzy is moving in with James. So she's like, I offered to move into James's room because I know not everyone's okay with sharing a guy. My last roommate was the 60-year-old captain. And as long as he cleans off the shower walls after he has a whack, I don't care.
Yeah. check the ceilings, too. So then Francesca
works out a lot. He's got a lot of energy, and he's very young. Check the ceilings. Yeah. Check everybody's room, actually, this
Listen,
guy.
We all saw what happened with Something About Mary. It can go in any direction, okay? So Francesca is, like, teaching Aisling what to do. It's one of those things where she's saying everything, and they keep crossfading to show how much stuff there is. It's like, first you have to organize the cupboard, because Dom Dom out there, the walking lollipop with melons on her boobs, couldn't figure out how to organize all the cupboard, so you gotta do that. Laundry, Captain Lee's uniform, floors, you gotta put things, juggle, every hour, you have to juggle three things for 2 minutes straight. Espresso martinis. Then juggled the martinis too. A lot of juggling. A lot of it.
And the guests are coming today. And she's flown 30 hours to get here. She has jet lag. She's exhausted. And literally Francesca just keeps listing things. She just stands there and listens. Write them down.
I know.
Okay.
And this poor girl doesn't even have underwear because her bags never arrive. So she's literally right off the plane without underwear, and like, I mean, I don't even know how she can, I don't even know how she can do what she's doing. So 1 hour until guest arrival, and you know, everyone's cleaning, and hey, does Captain Lee have those have those shirts that are supposed to be ironed for him? Are those around anywhere? And which Elizabeth was supposed to do. She's supposed to iron those a long time ago, and she didn't. So she has to like rush it up to Captain Lee, and he's like, "I love putting on wet shirts, huh?" And Eddie's like, "What? Wet shirt? Can I see what that's like, Dad?" And he touches, like, "Oh yeah, that really is wet. Yeah. Definitely damp."
And then Francesca goes to Elizabeth, and she's like, "Here are two striped epaulets. Now here's the only thing I want, because you're getting two stripes now. Don't mess up the uniform. The captain's uniform is extremely important." She's like, yeah, I got it, all right. And she's like, "It's a big job doing the second position. I just hope that she makes us all proud."
I'm like, I think that's really nice that you want to motivate Elizabeth to, you know, by giving her the stripes, that she'll rise to the challenge. But there's been nothing so far that indicates that she rises to any challenge. So this may be a premature epaulette moment for you.
Yeah. So then line it up. The kids are coming. And just like kids, one of them is like, "Yeah, it's time to rock and roll." He's like, "Bruh, look at that."
And Shane's just like looking at Max and Dax come down. First of all, Max and Dax, LOL.
Yeah.
He's like looking Max at and Max and Dax come down the deck like, "There's going to be a lot of white claws."
Yeah, I'm like, you know, Shane, this is like your peer group, right? So then Captain Lee's like, "Well, I've got ties older than them, okay? Mainly bolos, but still, they still qualify in the genre of ties. And they're all older than these kids. Wow. Wow."
So, woo! Everybody's super excited. So they're getting the tour of the boat. And Eddie's like, "Huh, Dad, should we check IDs?" "Yeah, those are some kids." "Geez, is there any strollers, Dad?" "All right, that's enough talking to me. Go away."
and the guests are like, they're like, "What's the Wi-Fi? That's the most important question." Which, by the way, I'm not saying that to make fun of them. I think that is the most important question, and I'm surprised that, like, I feel like that was put in there to be like, look how self-involved these 20-somethings are because they need to have Wi-Fi as soon as they get on the boat. But I'm like, yes, that's exactly right. High five, team 20-something.
Yeah. They see the master suite, and one of the girls is like, "Oh my god, they got this room because she put on a beer pong challenge. I mean, a beer pong challenge. That's like the only reason. A beer pong challenge."
The kids are just like running around. They are so excited. And this girl's like, "The weather has been so whack. This is whack weather." And they're just like running around. I don't know. I kind of loved them. I thought they seemed like they were having they just seemed so happy and so thrilled. And then after like watching Charlie and his like guests, all his entitled friends being so obnoxious, just watching people who actually appreciated being on a yacht and like enjoying it and just like,
I know, they're actually nice.
Like, let's drink.
They set you up to hate them and they're actually really nice.
Yeah.
And so she's like, "Oh my god, they're like so romantic looking over the balcony. Jax and Dax, like, oh my god. I'm not pregnant, but if I do get pregnant, I'm naming my baby Jax Dax." Love
that. And he's gonna go into tax law.
Jax Dax, yeah. Tax.
Jax and Tax. So then Francesca's like, "I mean, I'm a little envious. They should be serving me." So then we just see stuff, like things are getting hauled around on the deck.
But then one of the guys goes, "Yo, Max, I want to piss off the boat."
Does that mean he wants to pee off the side of it or he wants to anger the boat?
No, he wants to piss off the side of the boat.
Oh, okay. Because you never know on this show.
So then Francesca's like, "Oh, Aisling. All right, come here. I'd love to talk about Liz. I love Liz. Okay, laundry. Then you'll do the mess. Then you'll do service. And you'll do coffee. Then you'll do coffee again. Just because sometimes coffee gets thirsty, so we wanted to always have a cup of coffee. Then you'll dust and fingerprint. Then you'll do coffee, service, mess hall, and laundry again. Just do it all over again. Are you getting sick of this? Because I love making them."
"Aisling, do you have any experience sweeping up ashes and also singing to bluebirds?"
And Aisling's like, "Whoa, that's a lot." And then a guy just falls down the stairs.
And then the other one goes, "He's such a loser."
It's like, "Okay, and can I ask you to please do the captain's uniform? All right, please." And she's like, "Jeez."
So, yeah, because Aisling goes down into the laundry room, because it's actually Elizabeth who like gave her the captain's uniform to do, even though that was Elizabeth's job.
And
Aisling sees the laundry and she's like, looks like a bloody hurricane blew through here. And you can just tell that Aisling is like laundry obsessed. Here's what I feel like Aisling's arc is going to be. She's the type of person who's like, I actually love doing laundry and I can't get to sleep until all the laundry's done. I just can't because I love doing laundry. So then she always gets put on laundry. And then in about 4 episodes, she'll be like, I just feel like all I do is the laundry and I want to have more out of this experience. I feel like that's going to be her arc. I'm saying it right now.
Yeah, that's the trope. That's the Below Deck trope. The girl who claims to love laundry but then resents it by the end of the season. And then realizes that she's better than that and goes on to another boat to do more laundry. Oh, yeah. It's like a circle of laundry. It's really nice.
Yeah.
So James is getting changed, and Izzy goes into their room, and he's like, I'm getting naked if you want to see. She goes, are you not decent? He's like, have I ever not been decent? Come on, take a look. So then Francesca goes upstairs and sees that the bar is dirty, and she's like, Elizabeth, can you keep the bar clean? I like the bar clean.
Yeah, and citrus stains marble. And so then there's like rainbows, and then Francesca finds out that Elizabeth gave the uniform duties to Aisling, and so she's like, I mean, I'm just a little bit annoyed. I mean, I gave her 2 stripes, and then she gave the uniform thing to Aisling, and now she's taking a nap. Who would have thought that if I gave a lazy stew 2 stripes, nothing would change?
Yeah. And then outside, the guys are laying out, and one of them goes, yeah, that landscaping, it's fucking sweet.
Fucking sweet landscaping, bruh. Love that topiary.
So what time is dinner? 8? Let's do dinner at 8. And she has to check on when the naked sushi lady's coming. And Rachel's like, did you order bush or no bush?
So then the kids jump in the ocean, and there's jet skis, and there's fun. But guess what? There's a storm rolling in. So Eddie's like, hey, guys, you got to come back in because it's the storm. So come on in. Come on in. So they're coming in. And then Shane, who's on the other side of the boat, says, exterior, we got rain coming in. And Eddie's like, man, you are very observant. Pshaw.
He's like, copy. He's like, I understand the hierarchy on the boat. Like, I know titles and I respect titles, but I'm no pushover.
It's like, okay, Shane. Okay. You go, Shane. Yeah. You tell him.
So he goes to you Eddie and he's like, Eddie, I don't appreciate your sarcasm, man. He's like, dude, you were about 5 minutes late when it started raining. Like, if you can't take a joke about rain, you should find a different crew, right?
Yeah, stupid person. And then Eddie tells us, I do sarcasm because I didn't want to hurt your feelings, snowflake.
If you don't want sarcasm, pay attention to the weather, okay? Now, do you want me to be straight up or sarcasm? Because that wasn't sarcasm. Even that was just like a dick voice, but it wasn't sarcastic. Do you see the difference? Do I need to call Dad down here? He's like, okay, then. I'm going to be straight up, too. What about that? He's like, all right, well, you also have to listen to me.
Was that sarcastic or was that straight up? Yeah. That was straight up.
And Shane gives a look and he goes, K.
So Eddie, Francesca, entertainment is ready. So go get the model from the shore. So Eddie and Shane hop on the tender and they head off to the Jolly Harbor and they get this model and they put her on the boat. And then I guess back on the boat, the kids break something. And then we're back on the tender. And so they're heading back. And now they're back at the yacht and they need to like tie in the tender. So Shane has to throw the rope to the yacht. So he throws the rope and of course it misses because that's, you know, it's Shane. So it falls in the water.
Yeah. And then they try again, but then it falls too far. He's like, I can't get it. I can't get it now. And then we go to the kitchen where there's some salmon cutting. And then there's some table setting with chopsticks. And Ashley's like, I'm going to be annoying here, but I'm going to put down mismatched chopsticks. But I'll do it in an order that they look like they're supposed to be like that. She's like, good job. And then this poor nude model comes on. Yeah. And Shane's like, hello. He's like, right. Just leering all over her. And she's like, hi, I'm Allie. He's like, ugh, yeah.
Yeah. But before she gets on board, though, there's like a huge amount of drama because like when Shane couldn't get the rope. He couldn't throw the rope. So then the rope gets caught under the boat and then he can't reach it. And so then all of a sudden it's one of these dramas of like, you know, like, oh, if you don't get the boat, like you have to pick it up with the anchor. And if you don't get the, and if you don't do it right, then the anchor could hit the rudder and the rudder could break. And then we could all sink. And then all the fish in the oceans would all get killed. And Captain Lee is watching like, oh God, what the hell is going on here with the tender and the rope? Oh, yep. She's on board. Okay, yeah, great.
All right. We did it. But hey, we had enough drama to get to a commercial break. And we've done it. Nailed it, kids. Nailed it.
And Eddie goes, I can't get angry. It's not going to do any good. I mean, if I hurt his feeling, he's going to go sit in the corner and cry. And then what am I going to do? Shut up, Eddie. Yeah. He's not going to cry. I'm going
to
cry.
So now Rachel is cutting tuna and she's like, oh, it's so fatty and amazing. It's like the Kobe beef cut of tuna. Yeah. You know, it's customary. I spent a lot of time in Japan, and it's really customary if your boss goes out all night and drinks, you stay with him. Because if you leave, that's just rude, all right? Another thing I learned in Japan, to make sushi. Odd road to sushi, but yeah.
Well, I think that she was at work. I'm assuming she was just like working at a sushi restaurant or staging or something like that. So she had to like spend all this drinking time with her sushi master boss.
She's just learning sushi while he's getting wasted all night. I like it,
baby.
So she's like, yeah, there's a dance to it. And everyone upstairs is doing jello shots.
Mm-hmm. And then the model's on the table and James is just like lingering around, just, you know, leering at her.
Yeah, still. He's just standing there, like staring at her. And I guess she's supposed to just lay there without any kind of expression. Because she basically looks terrified. It looks like a Saw movie, you know? She's just laying there scared. And he's like, you need help? And she's like, nope. And he just stands there staring at her naked, laying on the table. Like, dude, could someone move Tom's him like, away?
It just makes me think back to the time when there was naked sushi on Real Housewives of Orange County and Vicky went up to the girl with the sushi, said, get a job. Yeah. You don't need to be doing this. Get a job.
What, do you think your mother's proud of you right now? Get a job.
So Ashling is still doing laundry and and the kids all sit down at the table and they're like, yo, is she alive? And then Rachel comes up and she starts making a presentation like, well, what we have here, we have some fatty tuna, we have some salmon, we have this and that. She's like going through everything and they're just like, oh, they're just like so excited. They're just like eating things like, is this the eel roll? Oh, jello shots. And Rachel like cannot hide her disdain and she's just actively frowning at the guests in front of them. She's like, I think this is lost on them.
Yeah. And they're just taking selfies with the naked girl who can't move. That looks terrified. So then Captain Eddie,
what was that shit show about today? And he's like, well, I need help, Dad. I just can't do it alone. He's like, yeah, I see why. That kid's gonna get someone killed. Time for a wake up call. I'm not putting up with this shit.
Yeah, and then we see Ashling, and she's still doing laundry, and Francesca's like, what are you still doing up? Like, I need you up super early, like, it's 6:30 in the morning. And then Ashling's like, oi, Aussie, and then she just starts crying.
Yeah, and then all the stews are hugging. Like, it's all right, it'll be all right, honey. And then they cut to the guys, and one of them's taking a selfie with the sushi girl, and he's like, honestly, you guys, I would pay to do this. And one of the girls is like, you did.
Yeah, it's like you did.
And that's the end of Below Deck for this week.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens with Ashling. Like, why is she crying? I guess probably because she is sleep-deprived and overworked at the moment.
But, yeah, because she's overworked, and then fucking Francesca just comes in like, okay, be up in 6 hours. Thank you.
Yeah.
Underwear for you, lady.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. We are back tomorrow. So, are we doing Great British Bake Off tomorrow? Or are we not doing it tomorrow? What did we decide?
We are, because we finally got the Bravo schedule for next week, and everything's on.
So we thought there'd be nothing on. We thought there'd be no new episodes on Bravo next Wednesday, which meant that we wouldn't have any Housewives or anything for during Thanksgiving and the day after. Turns out Bravo, you know, Bravo's so kind. They have new episodes on Wednesday, which means we get to work on those days.
But they also gave us plenty to be thankful for on Bravo. Lots of turkeys to dissect on Bravo.
Lots of turkeys. So there's no need to save our Great British Bake Off until next week. So we'll have the episode up tomorrow.
Yeah.
The new one. Jelly episode.
Yeah, everybody. Jelly episode up tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.